don't want you to go to sleep, but I want you to relax in the spirit. I want you to get ready to receive a word. Amen. Luke chapter 18 and verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." I'd like to read another scripture, just one verse, Psalms 23, verse 1. I read this scripture Thursday night, and I said I was going to use it today. And I just want to read this few words. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." If you could bow your heads with me one more time. Father, we just ask for your anointing. Hallelujah, that the words will be your words, that the message will be your message. Lord, that it will be effective, that it will touch some heart, that it will encourage some soul. Oh, hallelujah, that it will not return void. Hallelujah, that it will bless and edify in Jesus' name. Turn to someone and say, "I'm glad you're here." Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Title of this message is "Yes, Do Take It Personally." Yes, do take it personally. Take it personally. You know, we get so many messages. Most of us have been in church many, many times. We've heard so much word, but it's always for someone else. It's always for someone else. Well, today I want you to know, please take this personally. I am speaking to you. I'm not speaking to the person next to you. I'm speaking to you. Amen. I just want to take a little time and look at this story, because we read some of these stories from the Bible and we think we know them and we think we understand the meaning. But I just want to just take this apart a little bit, because this story is found in three of the Gospels. So that means that there must have been a reason that God wanted to be repeated so many times. So many times. I just wanted to call your attention to the main character, this young man. We know he's a young man because it speaks about that he was a young man. He must have been a go-getter, because the Bible describes him as a ruler. He was already a leader in his community. Not only that, he was wealthy. He was rich. He had, it seems, everything going for him. He had all the things working out. He obviously had ambition. He had been elevated at a young age to some leadership. But with all that he had, Jesus told him, there was something missing. "One thing thou lackest." Something was missing. The amazing thing is that Jesus only told him one thing. Now, I know if it had been me, he couldn't have said one thing. There would be many things that I lacked. So this man really was very close to being perfect. In fact, Jesus said, "If thou wantest to be perfect, there's just one thing that you lack." This man was a good man. He was an ambitious man. He was going places. Seemingly, he had it all together. It's amazing that Jesus said he only lacked one thing to be perfect. Jesus named some things from the law. In the scripture in Luke, he named five things from the law. And he asked the young man, "Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And the young man was able to say, all of these things have I kept from my youth. He didn't lack fidelity. That wasn't the thing that he lacked. He was faithful to whoever he was with. He did not lack truthfulness. He was able to honestly say, I haven't told a lie on anyone. I haven't borne false witness. That was not what he lacked. In his own eyes, he saw himself as near perfect, but yet he realized there was still something that was missing from his life. He was able to tell Jesus, all these things you said, these five commandments out of the law, I can tell you, I've kept them from the youth. In fact, there's something more amazing that we find in the scripture in Mark chapter 10, verse 21. In Mark chapter 10, verse 21, Jesus then looked at him, and the Bible says an amazing thing. Jesus loved him. Jesus saw that this young man had potential. There was some good in him. Jesus just looked on him, and it says that Jesus loved him. In Mark chapter 10, verse 20, Jesus behold him, loved him. And this is amazing because you know what this means? It wasn't God's love that he lacked. That wasn't the one thing that he lacked. He did not lack riches. He did not lack ambition. He did not lack a place in the world. He didn't even lack God's love. Yet that was not something that he was missing. There was one other thing that Jesus said was missing. So it won't be because God doesn't love you that you're lost. Because God loves you. It's not because of the world's riches that you might not make it. It's not because of ambition. It's not because of place or rulership or leadership in this world that you may be lost. Because I want you to take it personally. There is something that we lack. There's something that we all lack. And if you read this story, most people will think it was because he loved money so much. And yes, that was part of it. But it really wasn't so much that, because in this story, he had to give up something to get something. It's amazing, really, that Jesus said, there's something you need, so give up something else. I'm telling you, there's many things that we need to give up if we really want to fulfill that lack that's in our lives. This man only was asked to give up one thing, but I know if Jesus was here and we were to put ourselves in his place, if we were to take this personally, imagine if you went up to Jesus and said, Lord, what do I need to inherit eternal life? I want you to take this personally. What would he say to you? What would you have to give up? Would he say there's only one thing you lack? Is there only one thing you lack? Maybe it wasn't money you would have to give up. Maybe it's something else that you are holding on to that you don't want to give up. To get what you need from Jesus, you're going to have to give up something. To really get close to Jesus, in this case, it was his money that meant a whole lot to him. But it really wasn't the answer to his problem. All the things that he brought to the table was not enough. He was nearly perfect. Jesus said, only one thing you lack to be perfect. One thing you lack to be perfect. He was so close. Many of us, there's more than one thing we lack. There's many things that we need to give up. Now, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm thinking that's not it. But I know there's some other things that I need to give up. Maybe it's my time. Maybe it's coming to church on a weekday. Oh, it's gone real quiet. Maybe it's coming to Sunday school. Don't get too many amens on that. What is it that you need to give up to get the thing that Jesus would tell you that you lack? Because the great apostle Paul in the book of Philippians at the end of his life said, it's not as if I had attained, but I press towards the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. He did not feel that he was all that he was all there yet. But many of us who've been in church 5 years, we think we got it all sorted out. I'm telling you, Jesus is telling us to take this personally, something you lack. Maybe it's loving one another. Ooh, did that hurt? Maybe it's being welcoming. Maybe it's being less judgmental. Maybe you got to give up talking too much. Maybe you got to give up speaking about other people. If that would be perfect, you're going to have to give up something. This man had so much going for him, and yet he was not where he should be. And somehow he knew it, else he would not have come to Jesus. I believe that when we come to church, it's because we all have a need. I have a need today. There's things I want God to do for me. There are several things that I know I lack. And I know that to get them, there's something I got to give up. What are you willing to give up? We all want to come to church and we all want to worship, but we don't want to take it personally. As T.D. Jakes said, when Jesus spoke to the disciples about who would betray him, all of them said, "Is it I?" But today, if you were to ask that, you'd see people looking over their shoulder. He's talking about him. He's talking about she, not about me. But I'm telling you today, we need to take this personally. You know, people say, "Oh, don't take it personally." I'm talking about you. Take it personally. What is it that you lack that you need to give up to get? John chapter 10, verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Those of you who have come to church and you got a touch, you don't know what it is, you just felt the Spirit of God, you know what it is? That's God's voice speaking to you. You need to get to that place where you're willing to give up, to follow, to find out what it is He wants in your life. David, the shepherd boy, knew all about sheep. And in Psalms 23 and verse 1, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, that word in the Hebrew that is translated "want" is actually also translated "lack." Do you understand something that the young man didn't understand? David said, let me say it again and then you'll get it. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack." Do you understand what it was Jesus was trying to tell the young man that he lacked? It wasn't money, it wasn't wealth, it wasn't fame, it wasn't leadership, it wasn't youth, it wasn't health. It was Jesus. Go and give that stuff up and do what? Follow me. That's what he lacked. It was Jesus is what he lacked. I'm telling you, what you lack, you need to take this personally, is Jesus. He will fulfill every need in your life. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." By the still waters. I'm telling you that the young man, all that he had, you see, he put his faith in the law. "I have kept the law. I've been good. I give my tithes and offering at church." That's not what you lack. That's not what does it. What he lacked was Jesus. That's what he lacked. It wasn't the riches so much. It was Jesus that he lacked. Come and follow me. Jesus is telling each of us today, give away the thing that's stopping you following me fully. Some of us, we only following 20%. We only do 50%. He is saying, "I want all of you. I am a jealous God." We need to get to that place where we understand what we have to give up to find the lack in our life. Now, you may have been filled with the Holy Spirit. You have been serving God for 20 years, but there is still a deeper relationship you can have. There are still things that you need to put down to move out the way, because I want you to take this personally. We need, just like the disciples, to say, "Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is there more that I can do? Is there something that I lack from you, Lord? Can I make my relationship stronger? Do I want more victory in my prayer? Do I want things answered right away?" Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be fulfilled. You see, when Jesus really wants you to follow him, he's going to call you. In John chapter 1:43, you'll find in the New Testament that most of the answers that Jesus gives to people is, "Follow me." Matthew, he's sitting there as an accountant and he's cheating people. Jesus says, "Follow me." Peter and John, they're fishing in the boat. They've got this good fishing business. Jesus says, "Follow me." He goes and he says to Andrew, "You follow me." To Nathaniel, "You follow me." To the rich young ruler, "You got it all made, but you need to follow me." It's time for us to take it personally. Are we doing our best? Are we following Jesus like he wants us to? Or are there things, maybe it's not riches, maybe it's family, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's our job, that are stopping us following him? Because if you want to say like David, "The Lord is my shepherd," if he is your shepherd, you will hear his voice. It says they don't follow anyone else, they follow me. Hallelujah. That's what the message is about today. Take it personally. Jesus is saying, you need to give up some stuff. There's too much stuff that's blocking you from truly following me, from truly going, getting close to me, from truly getting your prayers answered, because you lack one thing. That thing is relationship with me. Whatever it is, we need to give it up. Take it personally. We need to say, is it I? Is it I? Every single one of those disciples could think of something in their life that could have led them to betray him. That's why they said, is it I? But they were humble, and they wanted Jesus to make it right, to follow, to make sure that they were following him. And he's calling today. Every single person in the New Testament that Jesus wants, he says to them, follow me. Follow me. The other word he says, of course, which is my word, is come. All he has to do is extend that hand and say, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, we need to take this personally. We're always thinking the message is for someone else. But it's for you today. It's for you today. We get to this place where when we come to church, we hear so many words that they just go right over our head. But Jesus is speaking to us today. It's not even the fact that he loved him. That wasn't strong enough to save this young man. The Bible says, amazingly, Jesus looked on him and loved him. And God's love was not enough to save him, because that man had to make a decision. Today, you have to make a decision. Are there things that are blocking me? Are there things that are stopping me following 100%? The Bible says in the book of Revelation, if you were hot or cold, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Did you know that God is coming? We don't have a whole lot of time. And it's time for us to get hot. It's time for us to stop being lukewarm. It's time for us to get some zeal. We need to get like David, that I want to be in the house of the Lord. As soon as the doors are open, I want to be praying more. I want to be seeking God more. I want to be on fire for him, because he's saying, one thing thou lackest. You think you have me, but you don't. There's some people going to say, but didn't we do miracles in your name? Didn't we go to church? And he says, depart from me. I never knew you. You lacked something and you never did anything about it. You kept on thinking it was somebody else the message was. It was the people who go to the altar. It was for them. It wasn't for me. I got it all together. I'm a rich young ruler. I got a good job. I got it all laid out. I have youth. I even have God's love. That wasn't enough. He went away sad, because he wasn't willing to take it personally and do something about it. God is calling us today to do something about the one thing that we lack. Everybody who Jesus called, he only told them this, follow me. He's asking us today, are you able to follow me? Are you tied down with chains? Some people said, well, we want to follow you, but we got to get married first. We got to go about this funeral first. We got all these excuses first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be fulfilled. What's number one in your life? Is it me, I, and myself? See, the Bible says that in the last days, men would be lovers of themselves. I really do love me. I'm sure you love you too. Is that the thing that we got to give up? Have we got to learn to be humble and start to serve other people? Have we got to give up bad-mouthing other people? Have we got to give up running down other churches? Have we got to give up talking bad, talking smack, as they say? It's time for us to examine ourselves. Because Jesus has said, one thing you lack. You know, he wasn't explicit with it, but when you understand what it was he had told him, come and follow me. The thing that he lacked was Jesus, a relationship with the King. We don't even know this young man's name. Isn't that a shame? Because he never ended up being a disciple. He could have turned out to be a great apostle. We could have known his name like we know Paul. But when it came to the crunch, when it came to time to make a decision, he loved the things of this world more than he loved following the one who would have made him perfect. If you could stand with me. John chapter 12, verse 26. If any man serve me, what does it say? Let him follow me. Now, following Jesus and being his disciple is more than just stepping after him. It means to be like him. Many people followed Jesus for what he could do for them. In fact, he told the crowd, you're only following me because you saw the miracles, because you saw the blessings. You're only following me because I'm doing stuff for you. Will you still follow him when things get tough? When it doesn't happen just like you want it? Are you still going to follow him when it's time for your cross? Because he says, follow me and take up your cross. See, there's people that want to follow, but they don't want to take up the cross. There's more to following than just following. It's taking up your cross. If any man would deny himself, he must take up his own cross. Don't go taking up somebody else's cross, your own cross. We got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. If any man serve me, let him follow me. That is one of the greatest commands that Jesus says. And where I am, there also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. It's as simple as that. That man thought the law would save him. I've kept all these things. He was lacking the one thing, which was faith in Christ. That was the test for him. Sell everything you have. Now what are you going to depend on? You lost your job. The doctor told you you're sick. You got stage four. Now what are you going to do? Then you have to depend on the one person, and that is Jesus Christ. That's the one thing he lacked. That's what will complete us. It really doesn't matter what we bring to the table if we have Christ. The truth is, even though I know I lack more than that young man, the answer is still the same. I need Christ. I need a deeper relationship. I need to grow closer to him. Take it personally today. God is saying, what are you willing to give up to get? If you really look at the story, it's kind of strange. You have to give up something to get something that you lack. How does that work? Jesus went on to say, with men, this is impossible. The disciples looked at this man and said, wow, can anybody be saved? Jesus said, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. What would Jesus say to you if you asked the same question? If you put yourself in that young man's place and you were able to ask Jesus a question, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What would he say to you? Take it personally. What would he say? Is there things that you're holding on to? Is there sacrifices you just won't make? Are you thinking you're like the rich man? I'm pretty good. I really don't need much. Yet, one thing we lack, and that's a deep relationship with God. I want to get to the place where when I pray, it's answered. When I call, it's right there. That when I move about, God's Spirit is always with me. I want to get to the place of consistency. God is saying, take it personally. We're going to close this service. I don't preach long messages, but I hope you heard the word today. It is for you. Sometimes when people don't want to offend, they say, I don't mean this personally. Well, today I do mean it personally. Do take it personally. It's not for someone else. God is speaking to you, and he is saying, follow me. That means pick up your cross. Pick up your cross. Endure hardship as a good soldier. Understand that we're on enemy territory. We're going to get shot at. Things are not always going to go the way we would like. Jesus said if they did that to the master, the servant is not above his master. But the Bible says that if we will endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Take it personally. Hallelujah. I open this altar. We're going to pray. I want you to meditate upon this word. When you get to the place where you can understand that David knew the secret, he was king of Israel, but that wasn't the most important thing in his life. He had wives. He had wealth. That was not the most important. You know what's the most important thing in his life? The Lord is my shepherd. When you can say that, and it is true, when you can say that and mean that, then the rest of that psalm can be fulfilled in your life. He will lead you by still waters. Even if you go through a valley of the shadow of death, you can fear no evil, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. The young man lacked because the Lord was not his shepherd. Do you get it? David, with all his riches, all his wealth, was still as wealthy when he was king as when he was the shepherd boy, because the Lord was his shepherd. He did not lack at any time. He was able to face Goliath when he was still a shepherd boy. His greatest victories was before he became king. Why? The Lord was his shepherd. I shall not lack. I tell you this week, if you can just repeat those words and it become true in your life, the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want, I shall not lack. Because he completes me. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. The rich young ruler did not have faith in Christ. He had faith in the law. He had faith in his wealth. He had faith in his ability. He had faith in his youth. Jesus really said, give that all up. Put faith in me. And it was too much. Even though God himself loved him. If you could bow your hearts with me. Father, we just thank you today for this word. Lord, help it to find a place to grow, to meditate, to bring forth a harvest, hallelujah, of change in our lives, that we will seek your face, that we will come closer to you, that we will take your word personally, hallelujah, that it will abide in us, hallelujah. Father, we ask you right now, let your anointing, oh God, fall upon this congregation, that you want to speak to each and every one of us individually and personally. We thank you today for your love and for your grace. Hallelujah, for going to a cross for us. Hallelujah, for your healing word, for your healing touch. Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, a blessing upon every single soul that's in here. Let this word penetrate their soul. Let it feed their hearts, oh God. We ask you right now for deliverance.